We're talking today, Bill, because it's National Preparedness Month.
Yes, September is National Preparedness Month.
You know, we have National Poetry Month and National Month This and Month That. Mm-hmm. And really the gist is that if we don't pay attention to preparedness, we'll be caught short. And we never know when we're caught
short.
That's right. And I bet everyone listening is thinking the same thing. Oh, I've got to go change the food out in my basement. Oh,
I
need the fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a preparedness professional, what's your best overall shot at how to manage being prepared at home?
It's a challenge because there's so many other things that seem to be more urgent. Preparedness is like insurance. It's one of those things you hope you never need, but you know you need it. It needs to be there. You need to have made some preparations, assembled some supplies, made some plans, have some practices to make sure those things are complete and adjust as needed. And you hope you never have to actually call on that reserve, but you know it's possible that you will. Disasters, by their nature, generally do take us by surprise. The more preparation we've made, the better shape we'll be in to go through that with the minimal amount of disruption or possible injury. So that's the idea of preparedness, is considering what could happen, what might happen here in our community or in my life. How would that particularly impact me or my family or my neighborhood or my workplace? What can I do to assemble plans and supplies ahead of time so that if the unforeseen does happen, we'll be able to deal with it? That's the whole idea of preparedness.
So how do you handle that at Bill and Brenda Call's home?
We've made a number of steps that are not for everyone, but they're for us. We do have some food in reserve. We have water in reserve. We have multiple ways of communications. We have a generator. We've now bought a camper, an older camper, pop-up type, that we could use for sheltering if we needed to. Pull it with us as an evacuation shelter if we needed to get away. And we think that's a reasonable approach to some kinds of preparedness as well. So there's several aspects that we do. We need to do more. We haven't actually done a drill for quite a while where we say, okay, the fire alarm's going off, what do we do? Or the weather radio's going off with a warning, what do we do? Practices like that are very useful, and we need to do more of those. We don't have children at home now, except when the grandkids come visit. So there's not as much urgency. But for a family that has children, that's even more important that they do a practice drill and that they do some educating of their children as to how should you respond if this or that alarm goes off or situation is seen.
Have you put that into motion for your grandkids?
No, and we need to do more of that. We need to do some kind of drilling. They aren't in our home all that much, but they're there some. I need to point out to them where the smoke alarms are and do a practice of them. And if this goes off, here are the possible ways to get out of the house, and here's a door that's usually locked, and here's how you unlock it. And then let's meet outside at a certain place. Those kind of instructions and practices, as you say, slip up on us. And particularly when a grandchild comes along, and then this is a new thing, and I haven't incorporated that in my plans, I need to start doing that.
You know, that sort of opens a whole, when you're talking about kids, thinking about kids, it opens a whole other doorway to looking at safety in your home and being prepared for kids not to get into trouble. It's a bear to think ahead for
it
kids.
It is. Our mindset is often that I know how to handle this. I can do this. I can easily reason my way through how to respond if something happens. But children don't have that resource of experience. And we don't think about that often. You know, they come along and they're completely helpless. And at first we would have to do any kind of assistance of, you know, to a baby of carrying that young one outside or whatever, or preparing everything they would need. We wouldn't expect them to be able to call for help. But as they get older and begin to have some ability to communicate or to move or to respond, then that's an ongoing thing that it can slip up on us that we need to have done this training or this preparing of that young one. So that's an ongoing area of responsibility that we need to consider.
It occurs to me, too, that during September, it's another time for all of us to rethink if we're responsible for ourselves, because you, as the director of the Callaway County Local Emergency Preparedness organization, you coordinate amongst people who are first responders, and they can't help everyone.
That's one of the aspects at this time of year in preparedness that we try to get across, is that in a small emergency, you would expect the emergency responders to concentrate on your situation and to be there fairly soon. You would only have to prepare to handle the first few minutes of perhaps of an emergency, say whether it's a fire or a car wreck or something of that very localized nature. But emergencies can grow into something much larger scale. Suppose we have the big earthquake, for example, or a widespread storm. Emergency responders may not be able to get to my residence to help take care of me. They may have others to take care of. They're overwhelmed. Or there may be transportation issues where a bridge is out and they can't get to my house in the case of a big earthquake. So there are a number of scenarios are possible that a individual may have to fend for themselves for a few hours to a few days, even before emergency responders could be there. That's where preparedness, I think, really would make the difference in those kind of situations. Again, it's kind of like having insurance. It's something you hope you never have happen, that you never have to call on this level of preparation. But it can happen. The ice storm of 2009 is probably one of our most illustrative events in recent memory. The magnitude of that, I think, surprised almost everyone. No one have ever had experienced, I think, countywide electrical failure. That was just unexpected. Or countywide, nearly, water outage. That was just nearly unexpected. Or nearly countywide telephone outage, cell phones and landlines. These were events that most people weren't prepared for. It was very illustrative to us of how preparation is important.
Bill, thanks for being here today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.